Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Gearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope the Realtor. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. It's New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we want to thank all those people that are inviting us on Facebook Live. You can also text in a question on the Yearwood Performance text line, 505-226-1442. That's 226-1442. And also joining me in the studio, Spencer Hill and also RJ Lees. I mean, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, David. Back from my nice little vacation in Phoenix. Got to see some good racing last weekend. And back to the grind this week. And we have a really fun episode planned today.
Awesome. Oh, absolutely. Got a lot of great stuff. As a matter of fact, I already got, now there's three sprint car guys already in the studio. I'm not going to have to break anything up, right? Because RJ can take them. RJ can take them.
That's why we got security at the front door, Dave.
Well, and Kelly, don't underestimate. She's kind of scrappy.
Yeah, Kelly is scrappy. She's even got the glasses like on laughing. This morning.
Yeah. All right. So, RJ, man, tell us, what do we got going on in the Unser Museum racing calendar?
Yeah, of course, we're going to start everything local as traditional. So at ABQ Dragway, they finished up an exciting and amazing season that they had with the King of the Track. That was this weekend. But they're going to be closed now until February the 29th. So it's one of those leap year days. So the racer banquet is going to be February 8th and then starting a great season after what's going on today.
Absolutely. All right, let's give a shout out to the 2019 champions that they had. Of course, they had King of the Track on Sunday. Already decided is your 2019 Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Mike LeBate, won the points championship over 2018 champion Art Cordova. The New Mexico Nitro Funny Car Championship, of course, was decided with Denver's Keith Jackson taking the title. Hopefully that'll become a annual tradition. The McKinney Motor Company Super Pro, Angelo Sanchez won the points championship over Lloyd Salverson and Sammy Franco the fourth. New Signs and Graphics Pro, Mike Stewart over Max Tafoya and Mike Perea. The Seduction Sportsman's was Harley Bull. Ron Rios actually won the King of the Track. But came in second in total points. Manny Blaya, the third, round out the top three for Seduction Sportsman's. Torco Racefield Junior Dragsters, Patrick Miller, Brianna Bogle, and in third was Nicole Dickinson. So, quite a turnout and quite a field for this season. Can't wait for, 2020. A lot of cool things coming up and, over 50 events out at the dragway next year. And as soon as the calendar is out, we'll announce that. But what's going on out at Sandia?
Yeah, Sandia, they finished up their season dirt, so they're going to award the top five in points at the Sandia Speedway's award banquet that they're going to have on December 7th. So got a little time to get on before the break, but a good banquet to kind of finish off their season.
Absolutely. And, of course, your points championship for 2019's points champions out at Sandia in the Cruisers was Rehaul, Street Stocks, Cameron Martin, X-Mods, Andrew Founder. As a matter of fact, you had Andrew on a couple of weeks ago, Spencer. Yeah. A-Mods, D. Yates, Mini Sprints, Randy Turner, Wing Sprints. We tried to get Dave to come down from Santa Fe this morning, but we'll have to get him on at another time. In the house, of course, non-wing champion for the sprints, Josh Grady. Late models, Clay Gossett. Maybe we'll see a bigger field of late models next year because I didn't even know we had late models.
Yeah, I sure hope we do, Dave, because late models are really cool cars to have around New Mexico. They used to be pretty prominent, especially up in like Aztec area.
Right.
And they are super popular down in the Midwest. Of course, you got the Lucas Oil Late Model Series and the World of Outlaws Late Model Series. If we can get some more of them coming around here, they put on a heck of a show, and everybody seems to enjoy them quite a bit.
Absolutely. Whenever you talk about local racing, of course, you got to think about Yearwood Performance. Since 1968, been your home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it, of course, with their 5,000 square foot, with their expansion, I mean, there's like rows of just gaskets, hoses, fittings, I mean, different colors. I mean, it's like the old, and you won't remember this because it's before you were born, but it's like the old super shops. I mean, it's just absolutely fantastic. 341 Eubank, you need to stop and check it out. If you haven't been out there in a little while, you need to, because with the expansion, it's amazing. But remember, buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. Votto Speedway, the inaugural Turkey Bowl. And, of course, having Spencer in the house, I mean, what's that about?
The Turkey Bowl is going to be a cool event. It's the inaugural event down there at Votto Speedway Park. And for anybody that hasn't gone down there yet, you absolutely need to make this a bucket list item. I know it's going to be a little bit difficult. It's the day after Thanksgiving and the following day after that. But we're going to have one heck of a show. A lot of big names coming down there to run with us with the Lucas Oil Power Eye 360 non-wing sprint cars. And then, of course, we're going to have the wing sprint cars with us as well, with big names such as Johnny Herrera. He just announced that he's going to come down and play. So anybody that wants to get that last little fix of racing in before it really does get cold and we get into the winter season before Chili Bowl and stuff like that comes around, you have one more opportunity to go down there. Votto Speedway Park, a beautiful facility that Royal Jones and Roose Stone have put together down there, and they have treated the fans just miraculously well. I love it down there. Everybody loves going down there and putting on a heck of a show, and I know that we're going to see some great racing down there when we head down November 29th and 30th for that inaugural Turkey Bowl.
So I got to ask you, because you're going to be running, are you going to go turkey or ham? Because, I mean, you don't want the hangover, the sleepy hangover from the turkey, man.
You got to go turkey with a little bit of gravy, baby.
good throw to the gravy. All right, man, let's talk some two wheels, RJ.
Yeah, we're going to go to Moriarty MX, where they're going to have their practice day and end of series award ceremony, which will be Sunday, December 1st. So from 11 to 3, they're going to have the practice at the main and mini track. Then once practice is over, they'll go to the award ceremony and potluck. So you could bring any dish, drink, and dessert, and press anything to contribute to the event. So great stuff happening out there on two wheels.
That's fantastic. So mentioned in two wheels, I want to talk about Sandia Speedway's flat track season. Of course, your points champion for Open Modern, Dylan Beck, Open Vintage, Brad Gilliland, Open Nobby, Ryan Samp, and in two-stroke, James Hosier. So I want to give a shout-out to those guys. And good season out there. And I got to tell you, it's starting to get a little chilly in the morning, but the sun's out looking bright. Do we have any car shows, man?
Yeah, we got a few. You know, they're dwindling down a little bit, but still great times out here in Albuquerque. So today from 8 to 12, it's going to be the Charity Car Show and Shine. It's going to be at the Huffintown Center in Wyoming, which is 8888 Harper Road on Albuquerque 87111, and it's the United the Lung Force Walk, where it's going to raise money and awareness for lung cancer and other lung diseases, and all funds from the events are going to go towards development of health and research and prevention for the diseases. So it's sponsored by the American Lung Association, an amazing event that's going out here in Albuquerque.
Awesome. And so we've got a lowrider show tomorrow.
Yeah, they've been cranking those bad boys out at the Sunport, which
low
is an amazing
and
event.
Slow.
Lowriders and hot rods. It's the car culture of northern New Mexico. So it's a great event that's going out there. Sunday, it's going to be at 10 a.m. out at the Sunport, and a great event to just show, you know, what Albuquerque, what New Mexico, northern New Mexico is all about. So,
well, speaking about great events, of course, Ford versus Ferrari is out, and I was going to do a little pro and con with you, Spencer, because of the generational gap. Mm-hmm. And what was your thoughts of the movie? Starting off with the slap on NASCAR.
You know what? I got to admit, I was turned off when they started just completely bashing on NASCAR in the first like 5 minutes of the movie. But I gave it a shot. I only fell asleep a couple times during it, so it wasn't that bad. But no, for real though, it was a good little look at the history of Ford and Ferrari, and I know there's a ton of stuff going on there from the little points of SCCA all the way to them winning back there in the 60s. It was a good movie. I think it was a little bit more of a chick flick than a racing film, but then again, my favorite film is Talladega Nights, so I don't know what my opinion's really worth anyway.
So question, is Talladega Nights a chick movie?
Heck no, that's the best movie ever made.
So is Days of Thunder a chick movie?
That, you know, that could go either way. I think Days of Thunder is probably the second best racing movie ever made. I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for that for anybody that's listening, because pretty much anybody I talk to says Days of Thunder is probably number one out there. That's a good movie, though, too.
I think that's definitely a generational question. I thought the movie was fantastic. And, of course, like you said, being an old dude that's always driven left and right, you know, I mean, it was a little different for me. But anyway, we'll have a chance, actually, you know, towards the end of the year. We're going to talk about, you know, our favorite movies and driving songs and stuff as we try and keep this thing going, because, of course, the NASCAR season ends this weekend. So you're going to have a lot of time to think about something else. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely come back to that topic. But we got a great show coming up today, including Bob Brown. That's right. Bob Brown is in the house. Gonna talk about things that are going on at the Unser Racing Museum. Of course, we got the 2019, New Mexico Motor Racing Association non-wing champ, in the house. And I think I saw J.R. Bonesteel too. So we got a lot of champs, in the house. And then, of course, we're going to go out to Homestead, Miami. We're going to be talking about the big race that I think is going on Sunday. I'm not really sure. But anyway, we got a lot going on. So buckle up. Stay tuned. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey, race fans. This is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Slope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
Get in the seat of a John Deere 3E Series tractor, and your next big project will seem a little less big. Because with an intuitive operator system and easy attachment hookup, no job is too tough. So get to work, because it's time to turn this land into your land. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Visit Desert Greens Equipment in Albuquerque or New Mexico Tractor Sales in Berlin. And find us online at desertgreensequipment.com.
Wake up the Echo.
Locked on by Wooden. The game is over.
The Fighting Irish.
Tell them to go in there with all they've got and win just one for the gift.
We understand that adversity is what we look for. In adversity, there's opportunity.
Touchdown, Notre Dame! Notre Dame football all season long lives here. Listen to the Fighting Irish and the best college games every week on 101.7 The Team. Notre Dame football partners include Hooters, Happy Days Motor Company, and Indigo Mortgage on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
It's awesome fall savings all month long, and it's only at New Mexico's number one RV dealer, Chisholm Trail. Chisholm Trail has to move their existing inventory now to make room for their 2020 models. Take advantage of huge discounts on new and used RVs, fifth wheels, pop-ups, travel trailers, and they're all priced to go. And Chisholm Trail will pay you top dollar for your trade. Experience the absolute best fall savings event only at your family-owned and operated vacation headquarters, Chisholm Trail RV. Block east of Juan Thibault on Central, ChisholmTrailRV.com.
You wouldn't put an elephant down the drain. It would get stuck and make the sewer back up. For the same reason you wouldn't put grease down the drain. It can harden, get stuck, and make the sewer back up. Either way, you've got a mess on your hands. And while elephants in the sewer are very rare, fats, oils, and grease are the number one cause of sewer overflows. So protect your home and your health. Put used grease in a coffee can and throw it in the trash, not in the sink. Cool it, can it, chuck it. A message from the Water Authority.
Happy holidays from your friends at Water Extraction Experts. Winter is a great time to stay home, sit by the fire, and stay warm. It's also the time for pesky pipes to freeze. If you have an unfortunate flood or fire in your home or business, please think about your friends at Water Extraction Experts. Their promise to you is to provide service within the hour and to provide restoration to your home immediately. Locally owned and operated, Water Extraction Experts are 5-star preferred per Google and Yelp. Why call anyone else? Unfortunate flood, fire, or mold? Think WaterExtractionExperts.com.
Here's what's happening in November at Sandia Resort and Casino. This month, donate a new toy for Toys for Tots and receive a Sandia free mystery play offer. Don't miss the music and magic of Sandia's Festival of Lights and our annual Christmas tree lighting Saturday, November 30th at 6 p.m. Thanksgiving Day, come enjoy a free Asian music show. Tickets at sandiacasino.com and the box office. It's all happening in November at Sandia Resort and Casino. Close to home, far from ordinary.
Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the hot rod scene, and now they have expanded at over 5,000 square feet. Yearwood Performance is the expert, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it, with a wall full of carburetors, ignition systems, and gauges. They have the largest selection of hoses and fittings, Torco race fuel in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank. Buy local, yearwoodperformance.com.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope, the Real Tour. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Quick programming note, 9 a.m. We got FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts, 10 a.m. The Team High School Show, Scott Galletti and James showed us, 11 a.m. Picks and Kicks with Sam Hauser and Adam Deal live at Route 66 Casino Hotel. Join in progress, 1 p.m., 24 Army versus number 15 Notre Dame. 5:30, number 9 Oklahoma versus number 12 Baylor. On Sunday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., you got Between the Lines with Scott Galletti and Chris Williams live at Isleta Resort and Casino. Hey, are you sitting in on that one? Are you taking some duties on that one, RJ?
Next week I'm going to be a fill-in host, but I help out a little bit before the show. And
so that's next week?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, mark your calendars for that. We want to go out and support RJ making his debut on the mic out there. 11 a.m. On Sunday, got Dallas Cowboys versus Detroit Lions, 2:25. Cincinnati Bengals versus the Oakland Raiders. And right now, the Super Bowl for NASCAR is going on out at Homestead. And joining us is Dominic Aragon. How you doing, Dominic?
Hey, Dave. Greetings from Homestead, Florida. Nice and sunny Florida. I bet it's 50 degrees warmer here than it is in New Mexico right now.
Awesome. Well, hey, it was raining like crazy yesterday. Glad to see they got the truck race in. Talk about your thoughts on Matt Crafton getting it done without a victory this season.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the media center and amongst the crew. Now, Matt Crafton had said to the media that it doesn't matter. He's going to sleep just fine because that trophy is going to be alongside him throughout the whole offseason. But when it really comes down to it, you think about it, I think NASCAR really had in mind when designing this system, they wanted to have champions and people who are winning races throughout the year come up and race for the championship in the championship form. And Crafton kind of bypassed all that. And he is the second champion in NASCAR's top three series to ever win a championship without winning a race. The only other person to do that was Austin Dillon in 2013 when he outdueled Sam Hornish at Homestead in the Xfinity Series. So quite an interesting situation I think NASCAR has on their hands here, because I don't think NASCAR was anticipating this. In the 6 years we've had this system now, and in the fourth year we've had this in the Truck Series.
Well, and if you think about it logically, they were really only racing each other, and they had to let Austin Hill go, who had a hell of a truck, and of course KB Motorsports getting their championship in trucks, and there was a battle going on with that. But I mean, the number 16, won that race 2 years in a row, two different drivers, one with the championship and one that was out of the top five, and to get it was in top was the number five, didn't get a chance to compete. But that overall, it was an okay race. Mm-hmm. I was glad that they got it in. But talk a little bit about the format change for today, and how they decided to qualify based on owner points, in because they would rather have the practice session than qualifying. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, NASCAR made that announcement yesterday that they would forego qualifying, and yeah. It'll have you two practice sessions today with the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. We'll have the Xfinity race, barring any delays, and looking at the sky right now, it looks very clear. So, of course, Florida, you know, swope anytime across yep. the year has those pop-up showers. So you never know. That's kind of what happened yesterday. But, yeah, there's going to be some great racing today and great racing tomorrow. I hope it's as entertaining on TV as it is out here, because I know TV can put on a really good show sometimes. You get the graphics and right. you get all the stats. So, yeah, it's a great race weekend out here, and it's kind of interesting. This is all wrapping up, and next year, Swope, it's going to be in our backyard, the yep. championship race weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You got Justin Allgaier, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, and Cole Custer going to battle it out today for the points championship. Cole Custer, big announcement this week, going to move up to Cup and drive the number 41. Was that the worst-kept secret in NASCAR?
I would agree with that, along with Christopher Bell to the Cup Series. I think his rookie class's announcements were not the best-kept secrets. But, yeah, Cole Custer will be joining Christopher Bell and Tyler Reddick as Rookie of the Year contenders in 2020. So the big three in Xfinity this year will become the three rookies next year. Who do you like of that rookie class?
Oh, who I like of the rookie class? I think you got to go yeah. Seabell. I mean, you do, because that team, even though he's in the 95 in Levine Family Racing, they still got, you know, Joe Gibbs stuff. Plus, you get around that guy, and he acts like it's no big deal. I mean, he's got a swagger to him. He's going to fit in really good. So I'm going to have to lean that way, even though I think that we're going to see some good things out of Tyler Reddick, and he's really going to help bring that team up. But I think you're your Rookie of the Year 2020 is probably going to be Christopher Bell.
Well, Swope, the good thing is today we get to see that battle happen on track at yep. Homestead. We get to see those three contenders go out there and duke it out. And so everybody's going to definitely be watching, because this is going to be a really good feeler test for how that rookie battle is going to go next season.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I totally agree with that. No, I was just going to say I totally agree with that. And recall 2 years ago, Cole Custer was not a part of the championship board. He ran away with this race. I didn't believe he won by about a 10-second margin over Sam Hornish, who finished second in that race. And it looked like it was going to shape up for that last year, but Tyler Reddick had the longer run speed. I really think any of the four you could make the case to win the championship. But I think when you look at Christopher Bell and look at how strong Joe Gibbs Racing's mile-and-a-half program has been this year in Xfinity, it's hard to look past Christopher Bell. I think he gets redemption from last year as well.
Absolutely.
I think we're going to see Christopher Bell be crowned our champion in Xfinity today.
Yeah. Well, good call. But let's move on to the Cup, of course, because, I mean, it totally segues great with Joe Gibbs Racing having three drivers in. Of course, Denny Hamlin getting the pole on owner's points. Is Kevin Harvick going to be the three? Now, this year, it's not the big three and me. It's the three Gibbs guys and me. Kevin Harvick going to play spoiler?
I think there's a great chance for that. Kevin Harvick has been Mr. Consistent, and they call him the closer for a reason. And he did win this race in 2014. And what's fascinating, Dave, is under this format, the 6 years they've been running the championship four format, we have had a different champion in each of the six seasons. And if that continues tomorrow, then we would see Denny Hamlin win the title. But all four drivers, three of them have won a championship, that being Harvick and Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr., but Hamlin's never won the title. So, yeah, we have a very good chance of seeing a repeat champion. But I don't know. Looking at Kevin Harvick playing spoiler, I don't think that's too far out of the cards as well. Because, again, he did that in 2014. He won Phoenix, and he backed that up winning the championship the next week in Miami. And he enters Phoenix similar to where Chase Elliott was last week, where he was 8 points. He was in a must-win situation. And the team is known for capitalizing and coming through clutch, kind of like Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. They know how to come through clutch when it's needed.
Well, and there was quite a press conference yesterday with Joe Gibbs and Tony Stewart, and also saw Gibbs was on Dale Jr.'s show. I was talking about the numerology of the number 11, and you being a numbers guy, is there any stats out there that's going to make the number 11 be the lucky number for the number 11 come Sunday?
Well, I know that the number 11 is one of the most winning car numbers in NASCAR history. It had so many great drivers drive the 11 in the Cup Series, including Darrell Waltrip. I believe David Pearson has handled the 11 at one point, Jeffrey Bodine, Bill Elliott. There's a lot of great drivers who have come across the 11, and Hamlin is no exception to that. And it was fascinating last week, too, to hear Hamlin say, we had chatted with him about tying Bobby Isaac on the all-time wins list, the 1970 Cup Series champion.
And it's always and you coming out. Up with some crazy awesome. Well, keep going.
No, yeah, well, and to even begin at the beginning of the year, he's won six times now. He He's past Dale Jarre. He's past Fireball Roberts. Now he's tied with Bobby Isaac. And he even talked about that. He said, I don't know if I'm really worthy of even being mentioned in the same conversation as some of these drivers. They're past champions. And I wonder if that will change tomorrow if he were to be the victor and become the Cup Series champion at tomorrow night's end. And I really think it's going to take a win because we've seen that in this format. The last 6 years, you have had to win the race to win the title. And even last year, the championship four finished inside the top four as well. So I think if you're going to win the title tomorrow, you are going to have to win the race.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to following you this weekend out there at theracingexperts.com. And thank you so much for coming on this morning, man.
Hey, Dave, thanks for always having me on throughout the season. We'll have some more fun next year, and can't wait to cover some more races with you next year.
Sounds great. All right, that was Dominic Aragon. Of course, you can follow him at theracingexperts.com this weekend. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk some what's going on over at the Unser Racing Museum. Of course, going to talk to the 2019 New Mexico Motor Racing Association champion, Josh Grady, on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
We are all looking for significance, and we all want to make our life matter. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and change the lives of those around us. What better way to do that than to join us for life-changing services at Legacy Church? At Legacy Church, we're giving back to the community and bringing hope to those in need. We invite you to join us at Legacy Church. With four locations to choose from, there is a campus near you. Visit legacychurch.com for service times.
Nestled in the beautiful North Valley with a spectacular garden patio, fresh and delicious margaritas with live music Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. It's Casa de Benavides and Albuquerque the Magazine's top five restaurant. Beautiful patio, authentic New Mexican food, Casa de Benavides, just south of Paseo on 4th Street.
Weekends of the Downs offers cash drawings, live music and dancing, the best casual and fine dining, and with 30 screens, your team's game is on. Watch and wager on simulcast horse racing daily. Check out the flea market and other expo events only at Casino at the Downs.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be your most trusted, locally owned and operated mortgage company. For years, you've heard me encourage you to shop your mortgage around. Well, the CFPB, which is the governing body for all financial institutions, completed a nationwide survey and concluded that 70% of borrowers did not shop their mortgage. And because of this, they overpaid in fees to the tune of $30 billion. The worst part is, the survey only looked at fees and not what a higher rate would cost over the life of the mortgage. Never assume your lender is offering you the best deal. And remember that big banks and big internet lenders are the worst offenders, no matter if they mention how highly ranked they are. Don't overpay in fees and don't take a higher rate than what you deserve. Shop around and be sure to include your local trusted lender, Indigo Mortgage. Call 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you on the tarmac or terrain, in the 2019 RAV4, in the comfy Highlander, with seating for up to eight, in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry, with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the new 2020 Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota.
Get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2019 Tundra with $1,667 per 1,000 borrowed. Or get $3,500 cash back on a new Tundra. Offers end December 2nd. Toyota, let's go places.
Excludes TRD Pro. APR and approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. Does not include college, guard, or military rebate. Must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offers end December 2nd.
Visit Toyota of Santa Fe or Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque or Larry H. Miller American Toyota. Or for more information, visit Toyota.com. Toyota.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2019 season still has excitement up to the king of the track ending with Wally's in hand.
Featuring Yearwood Performance Street to Strip.
You can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials for only $25 with thrilling side-by-side action through November.
Go to abqdragway.com for a schedule now.
Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsmen's, and Junior Dragsters. The 2019 season looks to be the best. Don't miss a single minute.
abqdragway.com.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope the Realtor. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And special treat, we got Bob Brown, former host of The Locker Room. Gosh, I mean, 10 years? How long were you doing that?
About 10 years, yeah.
About 10 years.
On that side of the desk.
I was going to say, is that disorienting you?
I love this. I don't have to do a whole lot of work. I just come in and, you know, you're supposed to ask me questions, and then I try to answer them.
Well, so you're not going to run this interview?
No, man,
I didn't prep.
No, I know you prep. Come on, I know your work ethic.
I'm just kidding, but nice shirt. What are you doing these days?
I'm going to work after this. I got a gig over at the Unser Racing Museum. I'm a docent over there, so basically I go over there and hang out. People come in. Give them a tour, point out some of the highlights of the museum, try to answer any questions they may have, and I've been doing it a few months now, but after a year of retirement, had a lot of fun doing what I wanted to do, some things, so trying to settle in a little bit more.
You mean
now.
Drinking?
Partying, having a good time, traveling, yes, yeah, you got that right, man.
Yeah.
And so I went down there because they were looking for volunteers,
yeah,
for docents, and so I went down there and said, I think I could fit the bill here. I think I know something about the museum since I was really there from the start of the museum when I was working at Channel 7.
Right.
My boss at the time, Mary Lynn Roper, said that she wanted me to go down and do stories on the building of the museum because Channel 7 was a sponsor of the building of the Unser Racing Museum.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so I went down there and for a year, basically every week, I did a story on the building of the museum.
Wow.
Where I really got to meet and get to know Al Sr., Big Al, really well. And so that was in 2005, and here we are now, 2019. I'm like, you know what? I love the museum. It's a great place. And go in there, and I find something new every time I walk in there. The place is incredible.
So what is the oddest question or the most frequent question that you got?
Do the Unsers still live in Albuquerque?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, does Junior still live in Albuquerque?
Junior doesn't. He lives in Indianapolis now.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because somebody asked me that just the other day, and I said, I don't know. I mean,
Bobby,
you know,
still lives here. Al the Third is around. Cody Unser. Big Al, he lives in Albuquerque, but he spends a lot of time up in Chama. He's got a place up in Chama.
So what do you think, I mean, hanging around all of that, all the awards, the trophies, the cars, I mean, it's got to be the greatest side gig of all time, right?
It's a lot of fun. You meet people from all over the world. A lot of people are traveling through the United States, and they're doing the old Route 66.
Right.
And they're race fans. And they know about Albuquerque and the Unsers, and they find out about the museum, so they make sure they're going to stop at the museum on their way to California or whether they're going back east or wherever it may be. But that's a big part of it. A lot of people traveling Route 66, and they want to see the Unser Racing Museum. There are just so many items in there, so many race cars and classic cars, motorcycles, and all the trophies, the racing suits, I mean, crystal, silver platters, rings,
absolutely,
watches. You name it, paintings. They've got Leroy Neiman paintings, Ron Burton painting. If you don't know the name, you would recognize the style of artist that he is. They have Bobby's 1968 winning Indy car, Junior's 94 winning car that he had with Penske. There's the Johnny Lightning Special is there that Big Al won in 71. He won back-to-back Indy 500 in 70 and 71. And that's my classic car. I love that Johnny Lightning Special. That car is just, it's terrific looking. It was named after the Johnny Lightning Toy Company.
Ah.
So it's just a beautiful car. And it just looks fast sitting there.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I used to have the Hot Wheel collector box
that
was the Johnny Lightning. Yeah. And now that's one of those things that I wish I still had, you know, you say. But I gotta say, you look relaxed. As a matter of fact, the beard, I know you didn't really have a beard here at the station. So are you just letting yourself go?
No, I'm not letting myself go. I've actually cleaned it up.
Okay? Oh,
my wife said, you know what? They have all these movies that are being shot around town and Albuquerque and everything else, these TV shows and everything. So why don't you try to get a job with one of these things? I'm like, oh, okay.
Because she wants you out.
Yeah, she wanted me out of the house. So she takes me downtown about 2 months ago to this casting call they had. Basically, it's a cattle call. You stand in line and you go up there and hold a piece of paper under your face that says your name and your phone number and your email address. And, you know, they don't smile. We just want to straight up shot of you. So I got to meet the person, Lori Latham with Latham Casting. Yeah. So one thing led to another. They had a potential role, so I had to grow some facial hair out. So that was kind of annoying because got the Andrew Luck neck beard going for a while there. So got an opportunity to take part in one of these things being shot, and it was a lot of fun, basically a week on the set. And after that was over, I decided, you know what, I'll just clean up the neck part of the beard here and tighten it up a little bit and have some fun for a while. I never had a beard before, so.
Yeah. So, because I have people ask me all the time, hey, what's Bob up to? You know, I mean, where'd Bob go? You know, and I'm like, hey, you know, he earned the right to do whatever he wants, you know. But now that we'll be able to share that, you know, he's, you know, watch for him. Watch for him. He's going to be on TV.
But I'm watching too because I want to see if I make it or I end up on the cutting room floor.
And I hear a lot of it gets cut. You know, because you know they take like hours and hours of footage.
It's
incredible. To get down to just a small amount. So because you know a lot of people, I mean, like you said about doing the work and getting ready for the show, a lot of people don't realize just the amount of time that you spent. But I wonder what your thoughts are on Penske. Buying the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and buying IndyCar. What is your thoughts on that?
And then this guy is IndyCar.
Right, exactly. You know,
as far as I'm concerned, I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I think the Holmans, Tony George, I think that they were just, they'd done everything they could, I think. I think they'd kind of lost the passion maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
And Penske has it because he's in it.
Right.
And so the things he's talked about doing, changing the Speedway into just more than a track, Super Speedway, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but turning it into something more than that, more of an entertainment venue where you can do some other things. They've got the golf course that's there as well. But I think it's good for open wheel racing. I really do. Because it's the biggest track, and you got to say he's probably the biggest name in terms of ownership, IndyCar, and the history of racing.
I'd like you to speak to the comments about people saying, well, he's going to create a conflict of interest. How can first let me let you answer that, and I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. What are your thoughts on actually saying Roger Penske would have a conflict of interest?
I mean, I don't think he's out there. I mean, he's still going to prepare his race cars, his team. He's coming. He's getting out of the pit box, so he's not going to be down there.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, he's not racing. He's not the guy turning the wheel and, you know, pushing the gas pedal. So guys go out there and race. I don't see a conflict of interest. If he's gonna elevate the sport,
right.
I think it needs elevating. Okay, because I think it's flatlined.
Right.
So I think maybe he comes in and shakes some things up. I think it's only a positive.
Do you think a guy that's won the Indy 500 18 times needs help winning the Indy 500?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's proven how good his race teams have been over the years. I think it's good.
And you've been around racing. What is the number one thing? Is somebody having deep pockets to make sure to do the things that need to be done to grow a sport? I think it's ridiculous, actually, to think that Roger Penske, who I think we should start calling him the Admiral instead of just the Captain, and really think that this guy would have a conflict of interest. I mean, it's being able to actually put his passion and his love at forefront, and yet, you know, let's don't forget that he won a championship with Joey Logano last year in NASCAR. I mean, the guy's got other interests, and I just think that that's fantastic to have somebody of that high profile take over from that.
Well, that's a big part of it. You mentioned the money, and money is obviously a big part of racing. Yeah. Well, you know that. And so you get the money of Penske, his name. He has, you know, Super Speedway out in California, but you get the Indianapolis Motor Speedway as your baby. Now, all of a sudden, you're in the Midwest. Different racing fan there than out in California. I just think it's a good thing all around.
So if you won the lottery,
what
would you buy?
I wouldn't buy the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I know that. probably buy me a big yacht, you know, with my crew and everything on it, right? And then I just go from island to island.
Then you don't have to be happy with just one island.
Yeah, exactly. I can cruise around. Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks, Bob, for coming on. And we look forward to seeing her on the big screen.
Oh yeah, me too. But I want to invite all the people. Even if you've been to the Unser Race Museum, you know they've always got new things down there. But if you haven't been to the Unser Race Museum in Albuquerque, you got to come down there. In fact, I'm going to be leaving here shortly, and I'll be working today.
Awesome.
10 to 2. So the museum's open every day of the week, 10 until 4. But there's a lot of cars to see. Great memorabilia. A kiosk with the old black and white videos, some current videos, interviews, the story of the Unsers, Indy, Pikes Peak, all of that. It's just very, very impressive, and I think you'd be proud of it as somebody who lives in Albuquerque or Rio Rancho or from New Mexico to walk in that museum and see just how incredible it is.
Well, I personally want to thank you as a race fan. I know that we had to talk a lot of basketball, a lot of football, a lot of other things on the station, but when you get your chance – you got to go back to racing.
I love it, man.
I appreciate that.
That's why I got out of bed early this morning to come down here, man, so we could talk some racing. Because, you know, on Sports Talk Radio, not many people want to talk about racing. So it's great to be on your show this morning.
Well, next time I get you on, we're going to talk Formula One. And we're going to talk Hamilton and his place in history. But we got to talk some sprint cars now. So thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again soon, man.
Keep up the great work, David. I appreciate it, man.
All right. That was Bob Brown. And this is the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Here on ESPN Radio,
101.7, The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
No matter how cold it is outside, you can keep warm and toasty inside. With a quality-built, super-efficient York furnace. Affordable, quiet, and reliable. You can count on a furnace from York because it's backed by the strongest warranties available. It's just another way we install confidence. Call Enchanted Air Pros, your local York dealer, at 702-9711 to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency this season.
Hi, this is Katie. When I'm in the mood for the spirit of the Celtic nations, I head to Two Fools Tavern. Their pub fare is authentic and amazing. They have award-winning fish and chips, but I also love their cottage pie, Guinness beef boxty, and much more. Explore the taste of hundreds of whiskeys, including 100-plus single malt scotches. At Two Fools, you can always count on a perfect pint of their extensive craft and imported beers. Two Fools Tavern on Central in Knob Hill, where the crack is mighty.
The Rocky Mountain Gun Show, November 16th and 17th at the Expo New Mexico. Two semi-truckloads of wholesale ammo with no limit on quantity. Shop our massive selection of firearms, mags, knives, and ammo. CCW permit class, only $80. Brick of 22 ammo, just $16.95. And free doorbuster prizes. Info at RockyMountainGunShow.com. It's the Rocky Mountain Gun Show, so you know it'll be good.
Gun shows.
Whether you're a beginner or a scratch player, there's one place for all your golf needs. Bullseye Golf, family-owned and operated, and a Golf Digest Top 100 Club Fitter. The last 8 years, they offer free Trackman club fitting with every club purchase. Shop now for the holidays. Buy 24 Titleist Pro V1 golf balls and receive a free Titleist Tour fitted cap. Also, GPS and rangefinders from Garmin, Bushnell, Golf Buddy, and more, starting at only $79 while supplies last. Bullseye Golf, celebrating 43 years in the Hoffmantown Shopping Center.
When you're looking for the best college education in New Mexico, the choice is clear. Look no further than New Mexico Tech. Tech ranks in the top 1% nationally in mathematics and top 2% among all universities in computer science and physical sciences. For more information, visit nmt.edu.
Need an affordable auto shop you can trust? Since 1962, Chet's Wheel Alignment has been the chassis and tire expert, specializing in alignment, balancing, brakes, and ABS system, steering, and suspension. Visit Chet's Wheel Alignment on Banal, 5 blocks west of Wyoming. Chet'sWheelAlignment.com.
Now that football season is finally here, finding the best place to watch the games is important. Brixton's in downtown Albuquerque. Brixton's has 14 televisions, NFL ticket, and some of the best food you can find in Albuquerque. Brixton's offers a full bar with classic cocktails done right and over 100 beers in bottles and cans. Voted best sports bar and best wings by the Alibi, stop in, watch the games, and take advantage of all-day happy hour on Sundays. Brixton's on the southwest corner of 4th and Central.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope the Realtor. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And, of course, sprint car drivers in the house, so that means we got to watch it. But J.R. Bonesteel and the 2019 New Mexico Motor Racing Association non-wing champ, Josh Grady, in the house. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good.
All right, man. You got that Lou Rawls thing going, man.
Yeah, I know.
Have you been drinking before the banquet?
I wish. if it'll get rid of this, I'll drink anything right now.
Okay.
he'll be fine tonight.
He'll be fine? Oh, I bet he will. But congratulations, Josh. I mean, talk a little bit about your journey to sprint cars and what it was like as a team to get it done.
Yeah, thanks, man. Glad to be here on the show. It's a cool place you got here.
Oh, thank you.
So for me, we have a big farming operation there in Farmington.
Oh, awesome.
And, we bale over 23,000 acres of alfalfa four times a year.
Oh, my gosh.
And this happens to be right during racing season.
Oh.
So actually, this year was the first year I've got to run a full season. And, thanks to the help of a couple friends and my wife here.
Yeah.
But normally I only get to make four or five races for the season, and I usually end up around 20th or so in the points. So this is cool to be in this situation. So I started racing when I was about 14 and spent a couple seasons in dwarf cars.
Okay.
Just locally there, you know.
At an Aztec?
Yeah, at Aztec, Cortez, yeah. Cortez a few times.
Okay.
Just randomly caught races between work there. And then a couple of years later, got in a sprint car. And at that time, my dad had already been racing sprint cars. He started in 91, I believe.
That's really, I mean, to me as an old dude, that's not that long ago, but don't laugh because you're probably born in the 90s, damn you,
but, 80s.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm actually older than him.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's better looking. So who cares?
That's okay.
All right. So tell me, so JR, of course, you've been wheeling just about everything and, been on both sides, doing some car owner, of course, helping out the Gwynn family, yep. With the car. What's the banquet? I mean, like, is it the only time that you guys aren't talking shit to each other? Or are you still doing that? And I just said that on national radio.
Yeah.
By the way,
that's all good. I'm surprised I haven't slipped up before.
what brings people out to the banquet? When I know you guys, really that's not your thing. When you sit around and eat fajitas or steaks. I mean, you'd rather be renting on the car and racing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think NMMRA has great banquets. I think everybody really enjoys our banquets. And, at the end of the day, we're still all friends. And I think that's a big part of it. everybody gets along with everybody. I can honestly say, and I think Josh will vouch for this, I don't think anybody really has any beef with anybody. You know, we're all friends. We all get along, you know, and it's just a time to get together and have a good time aside from racing, because all we do is race. You know, all we right. If we're with each other, we're racing against each other. And this is a time to get together, talk about future plans. Yeah. You know, NMMRA is actually going to – We got different board members this year. I actually took over the presidency for NMMRA this year.
I don't know if I should congratulate you or send you condolences.
Right. People say that, but you know, actually, we've got some good stuff already coming. We possibly have a class title sponsor already.
Great.
We've been working on. I think we're it's pretty promising. We're working on some different stuff up with a guy out of Texas with the Elite deal. He's got some stuff that him and I have been working on for quite a while to try to get more races, try to possibly do a regional thing with sprint car racing. And we're just – it's nothing set in stone. It's all talking and trying to get it to happen. But I think we can hopefully grow the sport here this next year with some more races.
Yeah. And so do you think that – I mean, it's a traveling series – is it going to be more races on the schedule next year, or
we hope to, yeah. We hope to, people from other tracks have already reached out. It's just going to be a matter of, we have to put schedules together,
right.
You know, with, trying to not step on anybody's toes and make everybody happy at the same time. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. And so what do you think of Votto? I mean, it opened a little bit later, this year than they anticipated, but what's the track like?
It's a different, a little bit different track. It's kind of a shape of a D, I guess would be the way to describe it.
Interesting.
Yeah, like it's got one long straightaway, and then one of the straightaways kind of just seems like it curves right back into the front straight. Kind of seems like it curves back into the next corner, but it's fast. It's fun. I mean, usually there's a cushion and you can just lay it on there and just stand on it. I mean, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. So, Josh, what was the biggest transition to go to in running a full season? I mean, you know, because I can understand, you know, wanting to get to the car, but now that you have the opportunity to run the full season, was there things that you had to do differently now to prepare week after week?
Yeah, and the main thing is, you know, Jason Keeler and Bob Harder, you know, the two guys helping me, they'd be at my shop every Tuesday and Thursday night, whether I was there or not.
Yeah.
And same thing on Sunday, they'd prep the car for me and clean it up, and you know, I'd be at work, and they'd just come to my shop and
just do
wife,
it.
My wife and those two guys would take care of it all. So you know, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even have attempted it, you know, to try to make every race. So
how much trust is there then that you develop with your team? I mean, because clearly you can't do everything. I mean, you know, some of the best drivers are also mechanics and can communicate what they're feeling into what they need done. But there's a lot of trust that goes on with the team.
There is a lot in that. And, you know, I've always been one that I want to do it myself, you know, because then I know it's done right. And then, you know, you have confidence when you get in the car. And so that, you know, and I didn't know these guys all that well when they started helping me. And so it took a while, you know, watching them and seeing how they worked and you know, what they knew, what they didn't know. And over time, I've developed total confidence and, you know, I think that's important.
I think you got to, do you connect with Ross Chastain? I mean, you know, a farmer, growing watermelons, you know, or is that, you know, in NASCAR, or is it just, you know, sprint car guys could care less what's going on in NASCAR?
I
don't care.
Yeah, because I look at him and he's like, who's Russ Chastain?
I don't know.
I mean, that was awesome. I wish that camera could have saw that.
I'm like,
because
I don't know,
you don't know Russ Chastain either? Well, anyway.
I'm like, what?
Well, then you don't read the New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine. You know, we had an article on him. But anyway, we had an article on you. You probably read your own article.
I got yours. The magazine.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming in this morning. I know that, you know, you probably had plenty of other things you could do. Plus, maybe you want to sleep in before the banquet. I don't know if it's going to be rip-roaring. Where's it going to be, actually?
It's at the Crown Plaza.
Oh, yeah. They have a lot of police down there. You guys would be absolutely fine.
Cops never had to be called, luckily.
Yeah. Well, not yet, right?
Right.
So I got like 30 seconds. What do you think? I mean, did you know anything about the Bubba Wallace spin? Have you heard anything about that story?
No.
Okay, you guys know absolutely nothing about NASCAR. This is fantastic. You ever heard of the movie Ford versus Ferrari?
I did see that coming out. I did see that coming out, yes.
So actually, I went to Austin a couple weeks ago, Formula One race. It was talking with Kevin Magnussen with Haas Racing. He's actually super impressed with sprint car guys. So just so that you know that, even Formula One is watching sprint cars. So those guys, and of course, Tony Stewart, you know, being one of the involved with the team. I mean, it's Haas Automation. So anyway, next time we'll talk more sprint cars. All right, tune in next week. We got another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.